Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Aleph. Psachim Kuf Aleph, we are on Kuf Amid Beis. Let's start. Three lines from the bottom. Osam b'nei Adam. Those people, very unusual Lashon, but that's how it starts. We'll see what the significance of that is. Yesterday we had the discussion of the reason for covering the Chalas. That was Tosfos here, the various reasons. And today we have a number of other important Halacha L'maisa topics related to Pesach and related to Shabbos. So first one, making Kiddush in Shul. Osin b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis ha-Knesses. Those people that made Kiddush in Shul. So what were they Yotze? What have they accomplished? That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, yidei yayin lo yatsu, yidei kiddush yatsu. Rav says, they were not yotze yayin. What does that mean? That means if they make herd or make kiddush in shul, and then they go home, they have to make a new bori priya gafen. Because they were on yotze with it. Yidei kiddush yatsu. Yidei kiddush yotze kiddush. They do not have to make kiddush again. If they are the only ones at home, if nobody else has to hear kiddush. That's Rav Shita. Ushmuel Amar, Afi de Kiddush lo Yatsu. And Shmuel says, no, they're not even Yotze Kiddush. Why? We'll see. Because of the halacha of Kiddush b'makam Seuda. El la Rav, lamali la Kiddushe b'beise. According to Rav then, if you were already Yotze Yidei Kiddush, why do you need to make Kiddush again when you go home? Rav does not hold to the principle that you have to make Kiddush in the place where you eat your meal. Rav says, because you have to be Yotze your family. Be Yotze your family, and there that is why you have to make Kiddush again at home. Ushmuel lamale lekedushe bebe kenishta. And why, according to Shmuel, does one make Kiddush in shul? After all, what do you accomplish in shul? You're not yotzi anything. La fuke archim yidei chovasan. To be motzi guests that are staying in the shul. Da achlu v'shasu v'ganu bebe kenishta. Those that eat and drink and sleep in the shul. That's why, according to Shmuel, even though you personally aren't yotzi anything, but to be motzi the archim that are staying there, that don't have their own wine, that is why you make Kiddush in shul. One more line. The azda Shmuel l'taymei. And Shmuel is going according to his reasoning. That Shmuel says that you're not yotzei with Kiddush and Shul. Damar Shmuel, ein Kiddush, ella b'makam Seuda. There's the line. Shmuel holds, Kiddush requires to be b'makam Seuda. Okay, a lot to talk about. First, let's talk about this halacha of Kiddush in Shul. So this is a minhag of some shuls. They make Kiddush on Friday night in Shul. Question is this a minhag that one should l'chadchila follow? So again, this is the Gemara. So the Gemara sounds like, well, it sounds like it's a mitzvah. Shmuel, they talk about Kiddush and Shul. It's a given. It's an assumption that it's done. But if you look in the Tur, in Simin Reis Samach Tes, the Tur is not happy about this. Says the Tur, V'nogin v'chol ha-makomos sheshliach tzibur makadish b'beis ha-knesses. There are places that make Kiddush and Shul. Says the Tur, V'ani tama heich nispashet zeh ha-minag. I want to say how this minag became so prevalent. Because we hold like Shmuel. So Kaim like Shmuel in Kiddush Elo Makam Suda. Ula Didei, and according to him, you only make Kiddush in Shul to be Motzi Archim. And nowadays, we don't have Archim in Shul. V'kiva Dahash Aleka Archim. Any guest in Shul is going to be invited out to somebody's house. They're not going to end up in Shul without any wine. So V'kiva Dahash Aleka Archim. Ta'achli Hasam. Karov Adavar. Lios Brachal of Atala. That's the tour. I think it's Karov Adavar. It's not a mamish, but Karov Adavar Lios Bracha Levatala. And he continues, if you have that minug, what should you do with the wine? V'chulup alamaisi, he says, V'kiva deleka orchem ro'u hayeshlo lakadish, v'yayshir chayle avatline. And if I had my druthers, I would be mevatel the minug, says the tour. The kakas are of haigon, she'im ein sham orchem ein mekatim v'beis ha-knesses. That is the tour. So what do you do with many places that do it? So the Ran says, right here on our Gemara, the Ran says, well, this is an example of a takana that even if the minhag doesn't, the reason doesn't apply anymore, you keep doing it. For example, says the Ran, where else do you have this? Also on Friday night, you have this by Magen Avos. We say Magen Avos Bidvarel. Why do we say Magen Avos? Because in the days of old, they used to daven in the fields, and people used to come late, and there's no Chazaras HaShas by Ma'ariv. They might be left alone if they're still davening. So you want to be able to leave on time, so you stretch it out a little bit. So you say Magen Avos. We don't daven in the fields anymore, and yet everybody does Magen Avos. So same thing here. even if we don't, there are no guests anymore. That's the tour. Kiva de meikara iskan mishum archin amrina le shatakanes chachamim kavuos hein kidamrina b'mein sheva to me erev Shabbos to iskin mishum amshe besados abayim b'achrona afilu hecha de lasali time. Even if he doesn't apply anymore, we still do it. That is the run. How would the tour answer that? So the Bach says the tour would answer that by saying, there wasn't a takana kavua to make Kiddush and Shul. What's the language of our Gemara? Osam b'nei Adam. Those people that make Kiddush and Shul. That's the reason that lashon is used. To emphasize to us, says the Bach, there was no takana kavua to make Kiddush and Shul. So therefore, you cannot compare those two, Magen Avos and Kiddush and Shul. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, what do we do? So many poskim say that if there is a shul that already has the minog to make Kiddush and Shul, you can keep the minog. There's enough basis to keep the minog. But if there is a new minyan starting, there's a new shul, and the question is, are they going to make Kiddush and Shul or not? So then maybe it's better not to because of this reason. That's what the pshara that Rav Sternbach has. Rav Sternbach says, "V'bate Knessios kan nagu l'kadosh b'beis haKnesses." Says Rav Sternbach in Chelik Aleph of Shulchan Sanhagas. That means he was still in South Africa. He says, they make kiddush at shul v'etzleinu b'beis haMedrash lo nagu kein. I know in the shuls they do, and in our beis medrash we don't. Avol machisi b'tokef. I was very upset. I protested. Al beis haKnesses sheratzu l'shanos minhagam olavata l'kiddush. The shul answered, I want to be mevatel the kiddush cause of the tour. No! Sheberobat the kinesios kan, rabu ami haaretz, inam akishim kis. So number one, he says, many ami haaretz in the shuls, they don't make kiddush. Many people might have come to the shul, they don't make kiddush at home. She being yos mosi them. Or, even if not, you know, this is a minug, takanak, it's an ancient minug, and therefore, again, don't start the minug, but if you do it, so then it is okay. We just finished the Yom Tov of Sukkot, so just to mention regarding also Kiddush in Shul, there is an interesting Ha'ara. What happens Shabbos or Yom Tov on Sukkot? So you would think it's an open and shut case. Of course you can't make Kiddush in Shul. You're in Shul. You're not in a Sukkah. So what? But that's separate from the issue of drinking the wine every week. Drinking the wine every week, so we say lechatchila give it to a child because we're machmir like Shmuel, because in kiddush alakam suda we don't want to drink the wine without being yotzei the suda. But what about on Sukkot? Explains the Shmira Shabbos. Yesh mekomos she'ein mekachem bebeit haKnesses b'al Sukkos. Some shuls, even though they make kiddush and shul every Friday night and every yontif, well, not Pesach, they would not make kiddush on Sukkos night. V'af lo b'Shabbos shel Chol HaMoed shel Sukkos. V'yesh mosifin shel lekadosh af lo shmini aseres in Chutz Laaretz. V'ulam says the Shmira Shabbos. Hanachonu lekadosh b'beit haKnesses gam b'Liel Sukkos. Even on Sukkos, outside of the Sukkah. V'nosim lishtos min hayayin l'katan. And give it to a child, like you always do. V'imein katan, mutter gam l'gadol lishtos. Even a gadol. V'ein bazeh mishim iser shtia michutz l'sukkah. Why? Because you're not having a kriyas here. You're right, usually we're machmir not to have mizonos, not to have this outside, but here you're only doing it l'shem to be yotze the minhag, not for a real kriyas of a suda, and therefore, he quotes in the footnotes from the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Laner, that one could even make kiddush in shul on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, and the likes. That is the discussion, first discussion that we have to today in terms of making kiddush in shul. Next, now we have the principle. Let's start at least the discussion of kiddush b'makom seuda. First, the lumdis of kiddush b'makom seuda. There is a question whether this is a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa. The Rashi here quotes different deos, whether if I made Kiddush without Seuda, was it a bracha levatala? There's different deos in the Rosh, right here in Simen Hei, the Rosh has a lashon, Rabbeinu Yonah Pirish, de'ena bracha levatala. The ha'arina nindu Kiddush b'makom Seuda, ha'inu d'rabbanan. V'yasmur asmucha rabbanan akroi v'karas l'shabes onik, as we'll see you soon. But that's the second day. The first day, he says, ileka arechem nir davi bracha levatala. There's different deos if you make a kiddush shelo b'makom seuda, and we'll have to see what that means, is one making a bracha levatala on a d'oraisa level. So that is a question whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. The lumdis of kiddush b'makom seuda is right here, the two days in the Rashbam. The first Rashbam on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. What is the source for kiddush b'makom seuda? What's the source for it? Says the Rashbam. This is Avi de Kiddush lo yet, not Yotze Kiddush. Kid de Parshin and Taimel Kameh. Ain't Kiddush al Makam Suda. Dich Siv. 2 days in the Rashbam. Number one, the Pasuk says in Yishayo, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg. That's the same parak of Kavet Oneg. Call to Shabbos Oneg. Bimakam Sha'ata Kore L'Shabbos. In the place that you call Shabbos, that you designate Shabbos, Klomar, Kriya de Kiddush, in the place where you make Kiddush, Shom Te Oneg, that's where you're, the place where you designate and call out Shabbos, which means when you make Kiddush, that's where your Oneg is supposed to be. That's day number one. Look at the contrast. Umedrashu, Inami, Svarahu. From the fact that you have to be koveya the kiddush on wine, zochreyo al hayayin, mistom al yayin shebishas ha-suda hukva t'chashiv. You have to use wine, as we'll see later on. You have to be koveya every suuda of Shabbos on wine. We'll have to talk about whether there's an idea of making kiddush at shalashudas, but to be koveya each suuda on wine, that's the lashon. So mistama, which wine do you have to use? You have to use the wine, bishas ha-suda, because that is what is chashiv. 2 days in the Rashbam. What's the lum? This, or Shechter quotes in an Eretz Atzvi, on page Mem Vav. He quotes from the Achronim. Let's say the lum of these 2 days is Kiddush B'makam Suda. Is it a din in the Kiddush, or is it a din in the Suda? Is it that your Kiddush has to be solidified somehow? Is it a din in Kiddush? Or is it a din in the Suda? Your Suda has to be introduced with Kiddush. That's the 2 days in the Rashbam. Do you say, Mistoma, where your Kiddush is, that's where you have to have your Oneg, or your Suda has to, is the what's Chashim, and therefore it has to be introduced by wine. Either way, a Nafkamina might be between, is it a din in the Kiddush or a din in the Suda, the following. We know Kiddush B'makam Suda has three parts to it. The where, the what, and the when. Three questions you have to ask. The simple understanding of Kiddush B'makam Suda is that it's the where. It has to be in the same spot. And that itself is a question. What does it mean, the same spot? Which Beis Hashem will get to soon. But then you also have the when, how much time there has to be between your Kiddush and your Suda. There can't be too much of a hefsik, which also Beis Hashem will talk about soon. But the third issue is the what. What counts for Suda? We know the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to have Kiddushes in Shul. And what happens when you make a Kiddush in Shul? Most of the time, you don't wash. We have mizonos, we have other foods. So is that good enough? So the minhag puk chazi, as the Gemara sometimes says, look around, see what Klal Yisrael does. That's good enough. That's really a machlokes, geonim, and others. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlokes in Sifei. Reish Ayin Gimel is a simon in Shulchan Aruch about Kiddush B'makam Suda. If you look in Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch, let me just find the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hey, Kasva Gaonim, Had the Enkid, Shalabakam Suda, Afilo Achal Dover Muat, Oshasa Kozyayin, Shachayva La Bracha, Yasi de Kiddush Bakam Suda, Vigomer Sidas Makam Acher, Vidavka Achal Lechem, Oshasa Yayin, Aval Achal Peiro Slow. And the Mishnah Berurah explains doesn't really mean Lechem, it means Mizonos. The Gaonim is the Shita that everybody relies upon. The Gaonim hold Suda for this, not for real Suda. You have to wash for the second meal. But for the halacha of Kiddush B'makam Suda, it's good enough to have mizonos. And that is why if somebody goes to a Kiddush in Shul, and they only have herring and kugel and a drink, that's a big problem. Because they had Kiddush, they were Yotze Kiddush without their Suda, and we paskin that if you're not Yotze Kiddush B'makam Suda, you weren't allowed to make Kiddush in the first place. Because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. We hold. There's a day of the Raiva that says you can eat before Kiddush. Okay, but we paskin, we're machmir to assume that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. You have to be Yotze Kiddush to be able to eat. So that's the sheet of the Gaonim. Not for the Chi of Su'udah. There's different definitions of Su'udah. For your Chi of Su'udah for the second meal of Shabbos, and for the Su'udah, the definition of Su'udah for Kiddush B'makam Su'udah, it's good enough to have mizonos. And that is why. That's why generally the caterers know, and everybody knows, to put the mizonos near the wine. So that you be Yotze Kiddush, and then be Yotze, have a kezias of bread, kezias of mizonos, even shalom does mizonos, you have a lot of barley in there. Have some type of mizonos in order to be Yotze once Kiddush B'makam Suda, that is the shita of the Gaonim. By the way, to remember to make a bracha achrona, it's one of the hardest things to remember, that to make a bracha achrona after one makes Kiddush in the shul. One has to be an announcement made. But that is the shita of the Gaonim, who argues the Gra, The Gra argues. The Gra in the Maisa Rav, the Bir Halacha quotes it right here. Bir Halacha says that the Gra is machmir. No, Kiddush Brachim, what do you mean playing games? Seuda means Seuda. Seuda means bread. Just like it means bread for your second Seuda, it means bread for your Kiddush Brachim Seuda. Say for the Gra is machmir. What's the lamdis? The lamdis is it a din in the Seuda or is it a din in the Kiddush? Like the 2 days in the Rashbam. The Vilna Gaon holds it's a din in the Seuda. So your Seuda has to be introduced by Kiddush. That's Kiddush B'makam Seuda. Masha'enke, when it comes to the Shita of the Gaonim, it's a din of the Kiddush. Your Kiddush must be grounded somehow. It has to be grounded in a kfius. So Mizonos is enough of a kfius in order to ground it. So that is the Machlokas about the what. Again, a din in the Kiddush or a din in the Seuda. Okay, let's continue a little bit more now. And we will get into the other questions of the where. We just spoke about the what. We got to get into the when and the where. So let's continue. Sover me now. We thought when Shmuel says ain't kiddush alav malakam suda, and therefore you're not yotze kiddush to make kiddush in shul, and that's why lachadchili should just give it to a child. By the way, what if there's no child in shul? So what are you supposed to do? And you're making kiddush, then you're allowed to drink it. The poskim say you should drink a lot of the wine. In that case. If you drink a double revius, usually you only have to drink a rov revius. So if you drink a double revius, that is also nechshav suuda for in certain regards. And that can be yotzei suuda too. So if you don't have a choice, ain't brave, where there's no child in shul, and you're in a shul that makes kiddush, so then just drink a lot of the wine. Sover mina, hani mili mi bayis labayis. So I thought, maybe, what does this mean, kiddush akam suuda? Going from house to house is a problem. Avo mimakom lamakom b'chad besa lo. But if it's within from one spot to another spot, it's not a problem. Meaning, let's say you have a big kiddush room, right? A big social hall, and the wine is on one side of the hall, and the cookies and the cake is all the way on the other side, right? I might have thought that that's okay, which Lamai said is, but I might have thought that that's okay, at least in this Gemara, Amar Lu, Rav Anan, Bar Tachlifa, Zimnin Sagin, Havi Ka'imna Kamei De Shmuel. I was in front of Shmuel, and he did the following. V'nachas V'egol La'arav Adam HaKadosh. He went from the roof, which they used to use their roof for a lot of different usages, to the ground floor, and he made Kiddush again. So you see, Shmuel held that that was a problem, a lack of kiddush b'makam suda from the different floors. Let's continue a little bit. V'yaf Rav Huna saw in kiddush b'makam suda. Also, Rav Huna held that kiddush has to be b'makam suda. The Rav Huna kaddish, Rav Huna made kiddush. V'is akra le'shraga, and his light blew out. So there, he thought he was going to stay there. V'ayli le'lamana, and he brought in his kalim le'beganane derabba v'rei to the wedding hall of Rabba, his son. Tavi Shraka, who had light, v'kaddish, and he made kiddush again, v'tamidi. He made kiddush again. What does it mean, the wedding hall? In the days of old, they used to build a house for their children, have the wedding there, and that's where the children used to live. So you don't have to say that it means like mama, she was getting married now, and the father wasn't at the wedding. But you could say that it was the wedding. So Alma, some Mefarshim try to figure out exactly how he wasn't at the wedding of his son. But one might say that it just means the wedding. Alma, ain't kiddush alav makam suda. So you see, Rav Huna also says kiddush has to be makam suda, and that's why because the light went out and he had to switch places, he required another kiddush. We have Rabba sovereign kiddush alav makam suda, and Rabba also holds not only Shmuel, not only Rav Huna, also Rabba holds. Ein kiddush ella b'makam suda. D'yamar Abaya, where do we see that? Ki avina b'mar, when I was next to Rabba, Mar is Rabba, havi makadesh, right, he used to make kiddush, amar lan te'imu midi, right, he said, taste something, dilma ada azlisu lu'ush pisa, when you go out, mis'akra l'chushraga, the light's going to go out, v'lo makadesh l'chu beis achila, and you will not have made kiddush, and you won't make kiddush in the place where you eat, or b'kiddush d'hacha lo nafkisu, and with this kiddush, you will not have been yotzei dein kiddush, alo makam suda. Period. So three stories of the great Amal Ram. By the way, so it's Abaya quoting Rabba. One of the suggestions, we've quoted this in the past, that Abaya is called Abaya. Abaya wasn't his real name. One of the suggestions why he had a nickname of Abaya was because his real name was Nachmeni. It's Machlokas what his real name was. Machlokas we shown him. But somehow that his real name was Nachmeni. And his friend was Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And his friend Rabba didn't want to call his friend by his real name because that was his father's name. It's like if Reuven has Reuven's father, Yaakov, and Reuven has a best friend named Yaakov. And he says, Yaakov, and his father's there. He doesn't want to call his friend by his father's name, so he made up a nickname for his friend. So he wouldn't run into trouble about calling his friend by his father's name. He named him Abaya. Abaya was an orphan, so either Abaya is Av Hashem, one suggestion of what Abaye is, or based on the pasuk in the Navi, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. But Abaye stands for Rashi Tevis, with you, in you, Hashem, orphans find compassion and find comfort. Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, two suggestions where the word Abaye comes from, if you assume it's not a real name. But that's what some Rishonim assume, that it's not his name. But right here you have Abaye and Rabba. Okay, so these are the suggestions of where, how far you go with Kiddush Malkam Suda, the roof, to the ground floor. So let's talk, what are the rules? So, Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph says the, remind me to get back to tasting the wine. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, Ein Kiddush Al B'Malkam Suda. What does that mean? What are the requirements? Right, what happens if it happens in some shuls that the rabbi wants to make sure, or everybody wants to make sure that everybody hears Kiddush, so the rabbi is going to make Kiddush in the shul itself before everybody goes down to the Kiddush room, then everybody goes down. So is that okay? What happens if they're going to have Kiddush outside on a porch, on a merpeset, and they're going to make Kiddush in shul? So what is called Kiddush from Malkam Suda? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Three deus. Number one, Ubabayis echad mipina lapina chashem makam echad. Within a house, from one corner to another corner, that's considered one place. Shim kidish lechel bapina zu. If you make kiddush to eat in one place, v'nimlach lechel bapina acheres. You thought you were eating at one table, and you go to another table. It's okay. Afilu trachlin gadol ein atzorach lachzor lekadesh. First day up has to be within the same room. It sounds like, even if it's on another side. Rama adds, Umibayas lasuka chashiv kimipina lapina. Ooh, so what is this? So this is the Chashuk Echemed has this case. Right, what happens if I make Kiddush in my sukkah and then all of a sudden it starts pouring before I even get a kizayis? Oh, on the first night, okay, I'll try to scrounge around and get a kizayis in there even while it's raining. What about all the other nights? What about a day I make Kiddush in shul, then I'm going to go inside. Right, mitzar patam and a sukkah, teshu king tadur, I'm going to go inside. Do I have to make Kiddush again? Don't think Kiddush again. That's the Shaila. Kiddush Besukah of Yarad Geshem, V'nichas Labesa. So it might depend whether you can see from where your sukkah is to anywhere where you're going to eat. Right? Or B, did you know that the forecast was to rain? Did you know that you might go inside? Did it look like it? Or when you made Kiddush, it was a bright, sunny day. And then it started raining. Let's continue reading the Shulchan Aruch. First day is Bayis Echad. Second day, V'yesh Omrim. Quoting now, it's all based on our Gemara. What are you pasking from our Gemara? The Yesh Omrim, Shekol Sheroem Mekomo Afilu Mibayis Lachatzer Enotzarach Lachzor Lakadesh. That's number two. If you could see the other spot, even from inside to outside, you don't have to make Kiddush. You don't have to make Kiddush. So if somebody's making Kiddush in Shul and the Kiddush is going to be outside, they could see outside, right? It's not blocked. That is good enough. Number two, you have to see it at least. V'yesh omrim, third day in the Shulchan Aruch. Shem kidesh b'makam echad. Al das lecho b'makam acher. Shaper dami. You can't see it. It's not in the same room. As long as you have the das to eat there, to have your suda there, fine. V'hu sheyu shnei makamos b'bayis echad. One roof, says the Shulchan Aruch. Upstairs, downstairs, you have das, that's good enough. O kugom mecheder lecheder u'meigru la'ara. V'chein iker, says the Ramah. You can rely on that day of Lakula. Even if you can't see it, even though it's not in the same room, it is okay. That is in terms of the where. We spoke about the what, we spoke about the where. What about the when? How long do you have in between? By the way, just once the Chashuk Echemet is open, that was one case was in terms of the Sukkah. The other case is, what happens, comes up every couple of years, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So, what do you use for Lechem Mishnah? So if you want to rely on that Nodeh B'Yehuda that we mentioned a couple of two days ago, Matzah Shira. Okay, use Matzah Shira. What if you're not going to use Matzah Shira? So most people use Chametz. Chametz early. You don't want to have Chametz in your house. Your house is already Pesach thick. So what do? You make Hamotzi outside. Make Hamotzi outside and then come eat the rest of the meal. So he says that you got to remember Kiddush B'Malkam Suda. Kiddush B'Malkam Suda, you have to do it in a place like Hachil. Again, try to be Machmer as much as you can to be able to see the spot. To look inside, be by a window outside that you can see where you're going to eat the rest of the meal. If you make Kiddush inside. If you make Kiddush and Hamotzi outside, fine, you did your whole thing outside. Then you're just being Mamshech. Amid Beis, we're going to talk about, the Hilchas Brachas, about making new Brachas after you change your spot. But that's the Shiloh. It says, what happens if you make Kiddush in one spot, you want to make a Hamotzi in another spot, which is happens most of the time. So he assumes no problem, even if you can't see. And he says, even if it breaks the normal rules of Kiddush Makom Suda. Here, you're doing it because of the halacha. You're not doing it because you're changing. He quotes, Mashenki benido neinu, shadayin lo achal asava nafsho, umamshech lechol as ikr suda, so elishu anus, machmas chashash chametz, la avar lo shulchan acher, vila lo hayachayav la avar machmas achametz, you would sit where you are. So he says, that's why halacha understands in this case. Good. What's another example where you have an exception, so to speak, to Kiddush B'Makom Seuda in terms of the place? Actually, let's do the when. It's really of the when. Let's get to part three. So you have number one, we did the what, we did the where, now the when. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Kiddush V'lo Sa'ad, Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatza. Okay, we said that already. That if we weren't even allowed to make Kiddush in the first place, if we weren't Yosi Seuda. Says the Ramah, V'tzarech Lechol B'makam Kiddush La'alter, Ochi Yehei B'daito Lechol Shamiyad. You got to eat right away. Or what happens if somebody made Kiddush and they work for Hatzalah and they got to run out? They come back an hour later, you got to make Kiddush again. Possibly got to make Kiddush again. It's not their fault. Not their fault, because it was an emergency. But la'alter, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'lo yafsik, afilo zman katzar. Right, if somebody knows that there's going to be a little break, they're going to wait for guests to, whatever it is, don't make Kiddush yet. There should not be a break between the Kiddush and the Seuda. B'di'evit, if there was a little break, maybe unforeseen, somebody all of a sudden has to go to the bathroom, you know, whatever it is. In that case, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kish Makam lahakel, not to make Kiddush again, because you don't have a choice. But that is in terms of the when. There is, though, one time where we have a big break. And that, of course, is at the Seder. We make Kiddush, and then we don't eat matzah for another 2 hours. So what do we say there? Oh, the Pesach is docha. You have to say the Haggadah. Most poskim don't like to say that. You have to say, no. How do you work out Kiddush from Makom Seuda? So, two ways. Either the simple understanding is that, well, as long as there's no hefsik. The point is that, not that it has to be within 2 minutes, but there can't be a hefsik. As long as you're saying the Haggadah, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, there's no hefsik there. You still have the Seuda. The other beautiful understanding, but said by some Mefarshim, is that, well, Seuda for Pesach requires Lechem Oni. We had it earlier. We had Lechem Shonol of Varam Harbe, right? We had it, what's Varam Harbe? Rashi says Hallel. We're going to have it again. Where was that Rashi? Lamed Vavish. Right, Lamed Hey, around there, in the early Dafim, we had Rashi said that the Gemara says it has to be Lechem Oni, and in order to create the Lechem Oni, we have to say the Haggadah, right? That's creating the bread that we are going to use for our Seuda. That's creating this Seuda, and that is why one is allowed to do it. That is not a problem of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. Okay, we had earlier. Again, we're going to get back to Lechem Oni in a couple of daf. Okay, I'm not going to look for the Rashi now. It's the Rashi earlier that spoke about Hallel. Okay.
If someone is going to eat a mezonos, but before eating a mezonos, they've had a drink, they had some chocolate.
If somebody has something, is there any problem with having a break between? Let's say you're going to have a cup of schnapps or herring after Kiddush, after your Yotze Kiddush, and before the Seuda. I think as long as it's right, I don't think it has to be dafka the next thing you eat. I think it's as long as it's pretty soon afterwards, it could be that if somebody is allowed to have that drink, they might like have a little more of a break than they should. You know, they might start schmoozing, and it might be a good idea just to have the mezonos. Even though some people, I guess, like the first thing they have to davening, they like to have the I don't know, I'm not a schnapps drinker. But somebody likes to have that. But either way, pretty soon afterwards. The other issue to mention, and that is regarding Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, the Yayin Yatza, the Kiddush Lo Yatza, Rashi and Tosfos both say on the bottom of the previous Amud, I forgot to mention it, right, it says, Yidei Kiddush Yatza. It said, even according to Rav, you were Yotze Kiddush, not according to Shmuel. You were Yotze. But Rashi says, Abba Bishalo Shasu. If you heard it, even though you didn't drink, to Kaimalan, Hamakadish Sarach Shayitom, in Lotom, Ela Echad Meyam Yatsu, Yidei Chovat, as long as one person drank. Umiyu Lachadchila Tsarach Shayitamu Kulan. There's Rashi. Lachadchila, everybody's supposed to have a little bit of the wine. And Tosfos says it as well. Right? Where is this quoted? This is also same Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in terms of drinking the wine, there is a major machlokas. Who has to drink the wine? This is in Reish Ayin Aleph. It's not in Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, but Reish Ayin Aleph. So again, three different levels. Friday night, do I have to drink the wine? Let's say I hear Kiddush. I'm Yotze with somebody. So that is 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. First day, Lechadchila, is im actually The second day is quoted, the Lachan Chila is quoted second. Let's start from the beginning of the Sif Yudalad. Im lo tam amakadesh, vitam echan me'am esubin, kamale lugmav, yatsa. First day quoted, one person has to drink a cheekful. One person has to drink a cheekful. Mali lugmav, which is a rove revius. Ve'ein shtiyah shnayim mitztarefes l'mali lugmav. You can't have two people combine, according to this first day. U'mikamaka mitzvah min amuvchar sheyitamu kulam. Te'ima. There's the mitzvah min amuvchar. That's why everybody gets a little bit of the wine in the little cups. That's the lechatchila. Mitzvah min amuvchar. So everybody should drink a little bit of the Kiddush wine. Ve'yesh omrim, second daya. The kivan shebein kulam tamu kumal lugmav yatsu. The shtias kulam is tarefes lekashir. Second day of the Shulchan Aruch is all the drinkings to be mitzaref. All the drinkings to be mitzaref to mali lugmav. Third day, gaonim, a lot of gaonim in Hilchas Kiddush. Gaonim sovrim shem lo tam hamekadesh lo yatsa. V'roi lachush lo divrehem. So three different levels. Right, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2. The bed, the lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim, the Mekadei should drink a Mali Lugmav. Second day is that someone should drink a Mali Lugmav. Third day is that everybody combined. So every situation, you got to figure out what the counter pressures are. So for example, let's say there is a grandfather that you want to be Mechabed with making Kiddush, but he can't drink wine. He can't drink that much wine, or even grape juice. So you want to be Mechabed the grandfather, though. It's covered. So in that case, instead of, right, there's this counter pressure of Kibbutz. So in that case, rely on the second day of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is, have him make Kiddush, and somebody else should drink a rov, a Mali Lugmav. Or, let's say, in shul, let's say there's a shul that's making Kiddush, and there's no wine in the shul. There's only schnapps. It's only schnapps. And as we've discussed in the past, it's a real bidi-eved to make Kiddush on schnapps because of the shear problem, not enough of a shear. So again, that's a case where you could at least rely on number three day of the Shulchan Aruch. Have one person make Kiddush on a big cup of schnapps and give it out. And everybody together will combine for the Mali Lugmav of the Rov Revius. Again, one has to know exactly what to be choshish for and how to make Kiddush in the best way possible. But again, this is an important halacha of Kiddush. People are more makbid about getting a little bit of the wine Friday night. And that's the Kiddush Daraisa. During the day is Kiddush Daravanan. That's the Hashem coming up in the next couple of dafim. Either way, that is the halacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Eini, two-thirds of the way down, is this really true, the halacha that we hold, that Rabba holds like Shmuel, that Kiddush Malkam Suda? V'amar Abaya, but didn't Abaya say, Kol Mili Demar, Havi Ovid Karav? Abaya says, I went like Mar, who's Mar? Rabba. All machlok, I'm sorry, like Shmuel. Rabba. Sorry, like I said before, Abaya and Rabba. Everything, all Sakim of Rabba, Havi Ovid Karav, I followed Rav, Labar Mehani Tfas Tavik Shmuel. Except for these three that I followed like Shmuel. Whenever there was a discussion with my Rebbe about Rabba, I always followed Rav's Shita, except these three, I followed Shmuel. The following three. Matir Mibeged Lebeged. Are you allowed to switch tzitzis from one beged to another one? Yes. Umaldigi Miner Lener, right? Chanukah. Right? You're allowed to light without a shamash from one to another, one candle to another candle. Right? We had that Sugi in Bab Melikin, Achushe Mitzvah, or Bizayin Mitzvah, and we pass like Reb Shimon by Greira by dragging a bench across a yard in a case of Davar She'eno Miskavein, where it might or might not make a hole. The Tanya Reb Shimon Omer, Gora Adam Mita Kisei V'Safsal B'Shabbos, Uvelvachli Iskavein La'asos Chritz. As long as you don't have Kavana to make a Chritz, question mark. So you see that Abaya says, I owe like Shmuel, in three cases. So what about this case? This is a fourth case. Kiddush Malkam Suda. How could he say I hold like Rav always except for these three cases of Shmuel? We just saw that he holds like Shmuel, even in this case of Kiddush Malkam Suda. Answer, Kechumrei de Rav Havi Avid, Kekulei de Rav Lo Havi Avid. He's talking about the Chumris. He paskin like the Chumris of Rav always, but there could be a Chumra of Shmuel that he would hold like besides these three. These are three Kulas of Shmuel. But it could be he would hold like other Chumras of Shmuel, and that's what he did. That's how you have that he held of Kiddush Malkam Suda as well. Okay. Weiter. Again, the sugya of Yatsa Motzi is also important. We'll see if we have time to get to it, again, in terms of being Yotzi Kiddush and Shul and coming home and making Kiddush for the family. But there's more here. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Yochanan Amar, third to last line, Afi de Yayin Nami Yatsu. Wow. Reb Yochanan holds, you are Bori Priyagothen in Shul, Kibiyotsa your wine at home. Afi de Yayin Yatsu. Rashi says here, as long as you had Das. As long as you had Das to have, you can't just like have a new idea to have more wine. Rashi says, Rashbam, I'm reading. Shein sarach lachzaru levarech al hayayin shebesoch asuda, shelo yisiach daito v'yitziyazim v'yitzach neses, shadayin daito lecho v'lishtos v'beso. You left shul. Doesn't say you live next door, right? Maybe you live down the block. Still, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, you were yotze even yidei yayin. V'yazda Rabbi Yochanan l'taymeh, and Rabbi Yochanan is going according to his reasoning. Amar Rav Chanan bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Pitas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Echad shinu yayin, ve'echad shini makom, ein sarach levarech. A shinu in wine, a different wine, or a different makom, you do not have to make a new bracha of borei priagafen. Meisve, is that really true? The Brisa says shini makom sarach levarech, shini yayin ein sarach levarech. You do have to make a new bracha on shini makom. Tziyufta Rabbi Yochanan, tziyufta. So Rabbi Yochanan is like that. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. One does have to make a new bracha on Shinui Makom. Tosfos here points out on the bottom of the previous Amud that Rabbi Yochanan only says, or the Braisa that argues on him, that you would require a new bracha. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan only spoke about the Shinui Yayin. Rabbi Yochanan says, even Shinui Yayin ain't Sarach Levarech. And the Braisa also said that. That's only in terms of another Borei Priagafen. But if you have a better type of wine, or at least not a worse type of wine, you have to make a different bracha, and that's, of course, Atova Hametiv. Bracha Atova Hametiv, that's right here in Tosfos. Tosfos says, in the bottom Tosfos, Shinu Yayin and Tzorach Lavarech, Mihu Hatova Hametiv Tzorach Lavarech, Kedabarina Baroa. Like the Mara says elsewhere, they wanted to make a Tova Hametiv, if you have a better wine. To, right, the Rashbam also says it, Aval Atova Hametiv Mias Mevarech Im Meshubach Min Arishon. If it's better than the first one. Tosfos here has different days. What if it's not better? What if it's the same? What if it's just more? Right? The third wide line in Tosfos. Venire. Da filo asheni garua mevarech. Da ribu yenus mevarech. We don't paskin that way. Tosfos even has a day. Like, even if it's just more wine. Hatova meitiv ubavach lo ye achron ra yoser midai. Shein yuchon l'shtos ele midochek. He says only by wine, not by other foods. Right? And this is the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufay and Hay discusses the halachas of Hatov v'Hametiv, and the Shulchan Aruch says again, as long as the wine that you bring is at least an equal quality. Shulchan Aruch just quotes yayin acher. Doesn't say better right here. Rama avagavsh ein lo od min arishon v'lav davka hevi lehem echadosh el hu adinim hayelam bitchilas shtei yenos barakan l'sheni atov ametiv. Fine. Mavarak atov ametiv al shkol shinu yayin min astam afilu einu yodea shasheni mishubach me harishon kol sheni yodea shu garua mimenu. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Even if it's also a good wine, even if you don't know it's a better wine, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. But another requirement is, Ein levarach hatov ametiv ella im kein yesh acher imo. Tahachi mashma hatov lo v'ametiv lechaveiro. If you're drinking by yourself, then you do not say a hatov ametiv. What does it mean? Somebody else with him? Not that somebody else is sitting there, right? But the Magen Avraham says vishose me oseyayin. Vishose me oseyayin. As long as they're both drinking from that wine. What if you forgot to make hatov ametiv in the middle of drinking the wine? It happens sometimes. I forgot. Shabbat quotes, you can still make the bracha. Kasvu achronim bebirchas atov yachol levarach b'diavad afshik far shasa v'niskar kshayayin befiv shebol o v'yachar kach mevarach. As long as you still have it in your mouth. Avalem niskar achar shikvar shasa ein kedai levarach unless there's still wine in the kankan. If you have more wine to drink, so then it is okay. Okay, important halachas of hatov v'hametiv.
Even if the wine was not on the table,
you do not make a new Borei Priagafen. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says earlier. I didn't read that line. But he says, Vidavka shelo hayu lefana biyachad kishabirach Borei Priagafen. I'm sorry. Avalam hayu biyachad enu tzorach levarach el... Oh, I'm sorry. If you had in mind, right, he says, the Ramah says, if you had no idea that this wine was coming, then you might have to make a new bracha. This is if you're... Generally, we sit down and assume that we don't have... Das, this is the only. Could be there's another wine coming. Stam das. But if you Davko thought this was the only one in the house, and somebody else brings you another bottle of wine, that's Hilchas Brachas. Hilchas, another bracha by Pragafen. Okay, Vaiter, we still have another important topic to discuss. Let's continue. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin Kamei Rav Chizda. For Yosef Rav Chizda Vakamei Meshed Rav Huna. Rav Avin was in front of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was in front of, said in the name of Rav Huna. Ha Da Amrit Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech Lo Shanu Ela Mibayis Labayis. Now we're getting into Hilchas Brachas. Not Hilchas Kiddush anymore. Hilchas Brachas. That which we read Shinui Makom, you have to make a new bracha. That's only Mibayis Labayis. Really switch houses. Avi Makom Lomakom Lo. Within one makom in a house, that is not called Shinui Makom for Hilchos Brachos. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Avin, Hachi Tanina Lebimathisa. We learned this in a Braisa, the Bei Rav Hinnik. In rather, Beis Medrash of Rav Hinnik. The Amri Lebimathisa, the Bei Bar Hinnik, Kavasech, Idolashan. El Rav Huna, Mathisa Kamashmalan. It was a Braisa that was said. So they asked the Gemara, what's Rav Huna is telling us a Braisa? Rav Huna, Mathisa Lo Shamilei. He didn't know that Braisa, he didn't hear that Braisa. That's why he said it. Period. Good. Su Yasiv. Now we have the next Machlokas. V'su Yasiv, Rav Chizda, V'kam Rav Shreda Nafshei. Machlokas, Rav Chizda, and Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Chizda, Ha Da Amrit Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech. When do you say you have to make a new bracha by Shinui Makom? Lo Amron Ela Bidvarim Shein Tunim Bracha La'achreim Bimkomam. That's only by items that you don't say an Al HaMichya on or bench on. Something that does not require a bracha la'achareihem. What did I just say? Rashi Shita. Rashi says here, on the third skinny line, Kagon, Shivas Haminim. Right, doesn't only here mean bread. It means anything that would get an Al HaMichya or an Al HaEitz, that's a serious type of eating. And therefore, if I eat that in place A, and I'm going out to place B now, halachically, like it says in Brachas, I have to go back to place A to bench or make an Al HaMichya. So my kfius has not evaporated. That's a significant eating. And therefore, I do not require a new bracha where I am, or a new bracha when I go back. Aval, dvar matun and bracha lacharem bimkoman, but something that requires a new bracha, something that requires a bracha, bimkoman, like an alamichya v'chulu, ain't zor levarich. You do not have to make a bracha there. My taima, lakiva kamahadar. You don't have to make a new bracha, because you're going back to your original kvias. We'll see this is a double machlokas. Let's first get to both days. For Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says, no. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, tzarech levarech. Even for mizonos, even for amotzi, you mishanem makom, you have to make a new bracha. So, these halachas are not so straightforward. That is why, if you want to look in the Mishnah Berurah does not have too many introductions to Simanim. He has an introduction right here, so I'm going to summarize through the Rishonim on this Machlokas through the eyes of the Mishnah Berurah. If you never read it before, feel free. Simin Kuf Ayin Ches in Hilchas Brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mibnei Simin Azeh Yishbo Pratim Rabim Akdim Lazeh Hakdama Kitzara Kedei Lohakel Al Ma'ayan. Let me explain. This is very halacha lemaisa, and then we'll have to talk about what people do. He says, "Be'inyan shinui makom, right? Regarding shinui makom, kaim alan tzarach lachzor levarich, bazeh shlosha dvarim tzarach levair. Mao shinui makom, be'ezid dvarim shayach shinui makom, im shinui makom umadino bazeh. So, what is shinui makom, and what things require? I have a problem with shinui makom, and then what's the halacha? How do you understand our gemara? So he quotes, "What is shinui makom?" Lo mi bayim halach bam sachilasu mi bayis el bayis acher. Devade have a shini makom. Even if you go out chutz le pesach beso with shini makom. Afilu im shini rak mi cheder le cheder. That's a machlokas. But that's a machlokas about if you have das or not, if it's within the same house. But let me get to the important part. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ubeezet dvarim shayach shini makom. Isa bazet plukta begamar psachim kuf alaf amabes. The Rav Sheshes Savar. The bainim achal pas. Bain shachal peiris v'shar mashkim. Tinim shave bazet v'sorach lachzul avarech. Right, Rav Sheshes, the second sheet in our Gemara. No matter what, you change your spot, you have to make a new bracha. V'charav chizdot savar, no. Only if you eat davar she'ain tanim brachal bim komo. Ratzalama peiros u'mashkin. That you only have to make a bar nefashis on. And why? Because right when you leave your kvius, so then automatically the kvius is batal, you have to make a new bracha. Avalam achal pas, or shivas haminim, davar she'tzorach levarach bim komo dafka. Then you keep your kvius and it's not an akiris makom. V'nechleku aposki bazeh. Who do we paskin like? Harambam visiato pasku karev sheshes. It's called gavna tzarech levarech. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch here quotes the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is, I don't know if you call it machmer or mekel. Right? He would hold that there's a more flexible, wider definition for shini makom. And therefore, even by bread, even by mizonos, the Rambam would say if you change your spot, you blew it. And therefore, you have to make a new bracha where you are, and even if you go back, as we'll see. Vaharash v'siyato paskal k'Rav Chisda. And the Rosh and Bali Tosas right here, paskal like Rav Chisda, v'zeo, and that's the shita of the Ramah. That's all the Ramah, and that's all regarding l'inyan lachzor l'varech. Aval l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah continues talking, ein lakram im kol l'kule alam b'chol gavni. Everybody agrees, don't leave your meal in the middle. That's machlokes A. What, for what do you, is it called shini makom? Then machlokes B. What's the din of shini makom? What do you have to do if you left, if you're eating your meal and you left your house? What do you have to do? That's another machlokes. The Rambam again holds, the mishachazer limkomo batchila. If you go back, let's say I, we'll see. If I walk somebody out of the house, or I'm called out and I have a 10-minute conversation outside my house, and then I go back in, the Rambam would say, you have to bench and you have to wash again. The Rambam Shita. And other poskim say no. Even if you say there was a shini makom, it does not mean that you have to bench and then wash. It just means that you have to make a new bracha rishona on what you continue eating. Not that you have to first make a bracha achrona. Benching at the end could help for both. And there again, the Ramah is Mekel, like the sheet that says you only have to make a bracha rishona. Ulamaisa says the Mishnah Brura, Naktinen hakol kedaz haposkim hamuva b'Ramah. We pass on like the Ramah. And therefore, lechatchila, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, mikol makom, now I'm reading Ramah, mikol makom lechatchila lo yakor mimkoma b'lo bracha. Don't leave your meal. Don't leave your meal, says the Ramah. But then he quotes earlier, he quotes, yesh chokim b'kom, I'm just going to read the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. That you can't, you have to make a, there's a shini makom even by mizonos and amotzi. And number two, you're going to have to make a new bracha achrona and then bracha rishona. The Ramah quotes, no, v'yish cholkim, v'raksovim, v'shini makom, einu ela kesak adas. L'chein, imshini makom ala makom acher, einu tzorak levarech, ela lefnei masher ozalechol, avalo ala masher kfar ochal. That's what Tosfos says here. Avlo miniach mixas chaverim, o afilo lo miniach lachal dvarim shetzrichim bracha bimkoman, afilo masher ozalechol acharkach, ein tzorak levarech. The Ramah says, as long as I left people at my meal, A. Or, it's a meal that I'm doing mizonos or hamotzi, the lechatchila I'm not supposed to leave. But if I left and I come back, b'dieved it's okay, I do not have to make any new brachas. As long as A, there were people there that kept my kvius. Right, it happens sometimes that people in the middle of eating, have it that they want to go to the early mincha on Shabbos. They want to run out. Oh, it's 1:30, I want to go to the early mincha. They didn't bench yet. Oh, I'll bench afterwards. But to the Rambam, you can't do that. And lechatchila, it's probably not a good idea, even according to the Ramah. You should bench and then have dessert afterwards. If someone does that, says the Ramah, according to the Rambam, you got to bench when you get back. You got to make a new bracha on whatever you're going to do. And the Ramah is make. Well, first off, if there is a kfis, that is people that stay there. Let's say women stay there. If there are people that are there, then the question is: it even lechatchila? Probably not. Still probably not al-Khadkhila. If there are people that are staying there, you don't get that impression from the Ramah, that if people stay there, it sounds like if people stay there, or if it's Mizonos, then you're allowed to not, you know, make new brachas. But at the end he says, l'Khadkhila lo yakor mimkoma belo bracha. Right? So the question is, the Pisgei Tshuvas here discusses, it goes on many achronim. If you look at the real din, let's say I'm having a chicken. It's shahako. And then I go out to talk to somebody. Somebody comes to my door, and I stay outside for 2.5 minutes. I come back in. Do you have to make a new bracha for that? I had a hesach adas for a minute, then I come back in. So the Mark Tzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, screams and he says, look at the situations objectively. If there was no real hesach adas, don't make any new brachas. Don't be a machmir. Don't be a frumi, he says. If you go outside, oh, I read the Gemara. Says the Mark Tzia, use your head. If you went outside to talk to somebody for 2 minutes and you didn't have a hesach adas from your suda, if you go to mincha, that's a hesach adas. You're out for half an hour. But he says, you went to next door to borrow something. That's a shini makam. He says, no, chas v'shalom. He says, if you went out derech hara, you go to the bathroom, you go to speak to your friend for a minute, No new brachos. Isn't what sinu. He says we find that the Rav Moshe also baskins this way. Imandem birich al meichel o mashke kol shehi. And he went out for a small time period and he didn't really stay out there too long. Don't make a new bracha. That's the minhag. The minhag is not to make new brachas. But even if it's a big hesach hadas, sometimes we don't make new brachas. That's where it gets sticky. But that's where Moshe in Chelek Hey Simin Yud Zayin. Okay. Let's just do a little bit more. Let's end off with a question here. Meisvei, let's read a brisa. B'necha b'roshayim esumin lishtos. V'akru raglayim latzeis, likras chasen, likras kala. People are sitting down, and the chasen and kala are walking by. So I go out to greet them. Kishahein yotzin, when they go out, ain tunin bracha l'mafreya. I don't need a bracha la'achrona. Shein chozri, ain tunin bracha l'chichichila. And I don't need a new bracha before they eat again. Ba'med v'ar ma'murin, this is only k'shenichu sham zokin ocholot, if they left somebody there, as the Ramah said. Aval lo inichu sham lo zokin v'locholot, if they didn't leave anybody there, then you need new brachas. K'shen yotzin tunin bracha l'mafraya, k'shen chozin tunin bracha l'chadchila. So what's the case? Midiktani okru raglayhem, from the fact that it says okru raglayhem, they uprooted their feet. So it's mashma that they shouldn't have uprooted their feet. Michlal dibidvarim hatun and bracha lacharam bimkoban askinan. It sounds like we're talking about a mizonos or a hamotzi. Vitaima, and the only reason that it works is tihinichu sham zakin ochola who dekishehin yotzin etun and bracha lamafreyak shein chozin etun and bracha lachanchila. Only because they left people there. Ava lohinichu sham zakin ochola. If they didn't leave anybody there, kshein yotzin tun and bracha lamafreyak kshein chozin tun and bracha lachanchila. Sounds like if they wouldn't have left anybody there, they would need a new bracha, even though it's mizonos. Kashel Rav Chisda. So it's a kashel Rav Chisda. What we do? So Beis Hashem, we'll have to get to the answer. Beis Hashem, on the next off, just to leave with one more ha'ara. That is, the Shevet Alevi writes in the Tshuva. It could be that the mitzius nowadays is different. That in those days, in the days of the Talmud, if you left your seuda, it was like a big thing. Like that, you had haseba, you had people bringing you food, and if you left, you were like mamish mafsik in the middle. Now we're always running out during our meals. We run here, we run there, we're taking care of things, we're checking the... So it could be just the mitzius of Hesach Hadas is different. And that's why the halacha would be that more often than not, we would not be required to make a new bracha. Again, this doesn't get into the fact that, let's say I have a drink here and I go to another area. Do I have to make a new drink? Did I have it in mind? Not have it in mind? That's also important halachas, which relates to this, but we don't have time to go into all of those right now. Okay, we'll stop here.